come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? It is a, believe it or not, it's a Wednesday.
Wednesday.
You know, honestly, if it wasn't for this radio show, I wouldn't know that today's Wednesday.
That's true.
No, seriously, it is.
Every day is a Friday if you're Bon Jovi.
Is that his song?
It's a Bon Jovi. Well, if you're Bon Jovi, every day is a Friday.
No, if you're Bon Jovi, every day's awesome.
Like a coronavirus. So you have nowhere to be, nothing to do, just on your own schedule.
Isn't that the case with all big-time celebrities that, you know, have no worries in the world?
Well, I think they have tour dates, and I think they're on a rigorous schedule when there are tours and concerts and live events.
I told you before the show, and we normally not only don't talk during the show.
We don't.
We normally don't talk before the show either. But my Canadian correspondent, Jason Rosso, owns J-Red and Company in Brantford, I believe it is, Canada.
Okay.
Just outside of Toronto.
Oh, my favorite city.
And they had a guest the other day and his entourage.
Okay. Oh, an entourage.
Well.
It's got to be a big star if you got an entourage.
I'm sure he doesn't call it an entourage.
Okay.
I'm sure it's just his friends.
Like a, what do they call it? The posse? His posse?
I don't think this person would call it a posse either. It's just his peeps.
How about
his peeps?
Okay.
Probably some of his bandmates.
Okay.
Possibly his wife. This person, I believe, went to Oklahoma State.
Oh, okay. Was that the Cowboys?
I believe he is a Cowboy.
Is he?
He's rootin', tootin', shootin' Cowboy.
Okay.
His name would be, I don't even know if it's his real name, but I think it is, Garth Brooks.
What?
Garth Brooks stopped into his restaurant, and Jason, I once brought Jason to the Nashville charity event, and because he is in his own circle in Canada, he is a celebrity. Now, he is the, I don't know what the guy's name was that did one of the cooking shows with Gordon Ramsay.
Okay.
But to the best of my knowledge, there's three. There's Gordon, there's the nice person, and there's the donkey. Okay.
Sure.
The donkey that has the little earpiece. That's your role that we were talking about before.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
So they would tell him now. And he would like make people cry. He would tell them their food's awful. I mean, but he was a legitimate star in Canada. So he's at this thing standing next to like Darius Rutger, Drew Brees. And I'm okay. Taking these pictures. I'm like, dude, do you know? Because I have no idea who these people are. None. He legitimately had no idea. I said, I'm surprised you knew who Garth Brooks was. And he goes, well, we know who Garth Brooks is in Toronto.
That's Phil Brooks' then. CM Punk.
Brother.
UFC fighter, Phil Brooks.
Well, WWE superstar.
CM Punk.
Phil Brooks. But yeah, he said he was the coolest, most down-to-earth, which is nice to know. You know, and it's I say this all the time. You see somebody on TV. You see somebody out in public. You think they're nice. You think they're, you know, you don't really know.
Sure.
You don't really know until you, you know, get involved with them and talk to them. And, you know, maybe they don't like the guy that runs the convenience store across the street. And so he's going to be nasty.
So who's that one celebrity that you think you like, you think is a good person in real life that you've never met? Because you've met everybody. I mean, you got pictures of throwbacks with Evel Knievel and Donald Trump before he was Donald Trump.
No, he was always Donald Trump.
But, you know, like who's that one star that you've never actually met, but you think, oh, man, I like that guy.
Rocky or
that
Balboa. Girl.
Well, it's not a real star.
It's the biggest star on the face of the earth.
It's not a real person.
And I've always said, and I always ask, you know, when we have a schedule full of guests today. You know, it's always like, who would you like to meet? What celebrity? Rocky Balboa. I want to hang with Rocky Balboa.
Right. But like a real person.
I don't know. I'll have to think about it.
All right.
You know, I'm sure there's plenty of people.
Sure.
But it's funny how a lot of times, you're right. You have this self notion that Don Johnson from Miami Vice is a donkey. and I met him at a Dodger game, and he couldn't have been nicer.
Really?
He really, you know, there was no around him. It wasn't a big pact. And, you know, people have to understand that when you're in the limelight, you need to expect it. Sure. I get that. But every single second, imagine being, give me a name.
Hulk Hogan.
Your boy.
Hulk Hogan.
Imagine being Hulk Hogan.
You can't breathe.
You can't.
The spotlight is so bright. People around him get burned.
And that's taking Warren Sapp to a whole new level.
Sure.
You know, that's taken, you know, because Warren is huge, obviously, in the Tampa Bay area, obviously big in the Miami area where, you know, his collegiate ball. Is he as big if he was to go Columbia? But Terry,
no.
You know, yeah. I've been with Warren in the Tampa Bay area, and it's uncomfortable.
Right.
Imagine every single second of every single day.
So Tom Brady, have you ever met him? Real life?
I have not.
What do you think about Brady? Is he a good guy, a bad guy?
Everything I've heard is he's a really good dude.
Yeah.
You know, I know stories from New England. I got LinkedIn, is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think that's.
So I reached out to a former show guest of ours, of mine, not yours. And this is pre you.
Okay.
It's not like last year,
this
even though.
I am team.
Well, yeah, there's an Emmy in this greatest line ever. How about this one coming up?
The old WEC throwback, Uriah Faber versus Jens Pulver, featherweight championship coming up on streamtvpro.com.
Both my guys, too, as a matter of fact. Where was I?
I don't know. I got excited about the fight.
I did too.
I got thrown off.
Warren.
Blah. You've been in the spotlight. You think Brady? You got LinkedIn.
So I went on LinkedIn and I found Russ Hochstein, who was here in Tampa. He did my show. He probably still hates me. he came out to a beach bar. We were doing a show, and out at this beach bar every week, and he came out. And there were some of the drink girls that were there in an RV.
Okay.
He finished the show, and he left in the RV.
With the drink girls.
And I think he was pretty hungover when he went to practice the next day. And I think he still holds it against me. But I reached out to Russ. He was going to come on the show. I know some stories about the commercials, you know, that he did and what he did for the offensive line. And, from what I understand, he's...
So the face of the Buccaneer franchise is a good one.
The face right now.
The GOAT.
How about people that are saying Tom Brady's the greatest Buccaneer of all time?
Facts. I mean, you can't deny the facts.
Well, it is a fact.
He's the GOAT.
He is not the GOAT.
He's the GOAT. First, he's the greatest football player of all time. Automatically, he makes him the best Buccaneer of all time.
Well, first, he's never played for the Bucs.
Doesn't matter. He's got a uniform.
Sure it does.
He's got a uniform.
With no dirt on him.
But he's still the GOAT. He's got his name on it. That's all he needs.
I'm sorry. He's not the GOAT.
All he needs is his name on it.
And he may be the GOAT of the NFL. He is not the GOAT of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Doesn't he have to do anything?
It's sure, he does.
He has a name on jersey and a contract that makes him the greatest Buck of all time.
But that's not true.
Because the numbers will, when he retires, the numbers will be cemented, and he will be a Buccaneer.
No.
At
no,
retirement.
No.
When he retires, he'll be a Buccaneer.
Absolutely.
He's going back to New England to retire.
Absolutely, he will.
Really?
Of course he will. They all do.
Just like a one-day contract.
Which I hate. Which I hate it. Granted, it would probably make me a little nauseous if Warren retired as an Oakland Raider. He came back and retired as a Buck. But I'm not a big fan of that. You left. That's your new bed. Live with it.
Right.
I believe Brady will go back for the one day to sign with the Patriots and do it that way. But he will go down possibly as the greatest NFL player of all time.
Right.
But stats are going to say, New England, New England, New England, New England, New England, New England, all the way down to 18, 19, 20, whatever. And then it'll say Buccaneers, if he even plays.
Right, if there's even a season.
We really don't know if he's going to play.
Is there a season?
I don't know.
I mean, with every day that passes, Brady gets older. I mean, what is he, 40, 43? So time is not on his side at this point.
I don't know. I know that all four preseason games have been canceled.
Okay.
So that's done. I know they're supposed to report. I believe rookies are supposed to report on Friday.
Are you a fan of the preseason games?
No.
It doesn't seem like a lot of injuries, a lot of people get hurt.
Because they're not ready to go out and play.
Right.
You know, that's part of it. Preseason games is to make money for owners.
Right.
Players don't make their salary during preseason. They get per diems and whatever, but they're paid week one through week 17. You know, that's their money.
Sure.
Then they get a percentage come playoffs, but it's still not their, you know, their salary. I'm still not sure. A matter of fact, I canceled my flight last night for week one.
Did you really?
To New Orleans. Now, granted, Southwest canceled it for me.
Okay, right.
I canceled it. They made the decision easy. My flight was 7 a.m. Sunday the 13th.
Okay.
Returning Monday the 14th. What time is my flight on Sunday?
7 a.m.
What time is the game on Sunday?
1.
Probably. 4. Yeah, well, it's either 12 or 3. Because
okay,
it's
right. Great.
They moved me to a 9 p.m. flight.
Oh, well.
Kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
The food is good, but it's not that good, you know, to get there when the game's over. So, yeah, so I canceled it. But I'm not 100% sure they're even going to play. I'm truly not. I just don't know. So, all right, let me run down real quick today's schedule.
Yes, please do.
And then you can go over under.
Okay.
Whether they'll all be on and who won't be on. I'm already going under. So when we return, we're going to go back out to Las Vegas. The G-Man, Ron Gerard, is going to come on. Does a really cool podcast. We sit next to each other. We used to sit next to each other at UFC events at the rooftop of T-Mobile.
He just released his book last time we spoke to him, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and the podcast is going good.
Sure.
Then we're going to reach out to Fight Island. Scott Peterson's been in hiding, so I don't know if we'll get him on, so yes. I'm going to go under.
He's sleeping. He's not hiding. He's sleeping. It's like 12-hour difference.
It's 8 hours, first of all. you wouldn't be sleeping if you're not sleeping now. You wouldn't be. It's 10 p.m.
Well, he's just hiding from the sun.
He's just hiding from us.
And, yeah, and the heat out there is, what, 140 degrees or something?
Now, he may be on schedule because come Saturday night, fights are at 2 a.m., et cetera, et cetera. But we will be getting on at the top of the next hour, Tanner Boser, who fights on Saturday. Very cool of him to come on. I'm looking forward to that. We're going to get Dave Feldman back on as he is in Oxford, Mississippi.
The Presidente.
He's going to tell you how to watch Saturday's, or I think it's Friday. The event is free on their app.
Awesome.
So he'll walk us through that. Hopefully it's better. You know, my brother is fairly educated.
He is.
And every time there's a UFC pay-per-view, he calls me. He goes, I can't get on this damn ESPN Plus.
I couldn't find it this week. I couldn't. I was on cable. I was switching over to stream. I couldn't find it.
Took a while, but I found it. Dave Manley's going to come on and tease. He's not going to report. He's not going to tell us who is being released. I believe that is on Friday.
Okay.
But he did put out a picture. What one of the four people.
Okay.
He said one of the four will be the next bobblehead.
Oh.
So we're going to let him tease it a little bit today.
All right.
He'll tell people how to tune in on Friday to find out. And we will be giving one away as well.
That's awesome.
Not today. Once it's divulged. But that is the schedule. So let's go hit our first break of the afternoon. When we come back, more shenanigans coming to you live from the what was once called T-Mobile. Now it's called Torta Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Stapsar. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Bernie Williams from the Yankees, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up.
Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Do you know the difference between jacaranda and a palm? How about what is lethal bronzing and how to stop it? Can you trim a 30-foot rubber tree and know how to clean your equipment after? I answered no to these and many more about the trees in my yard and how to take care of them. Luckily, I know the great guys at Tree Impressions of Florida, and they do. After one call to Tree Impressions of Florida, and I'm ready for hurricane season, or at least my yard will be. Don't wait until it's too late. Call Tree Impressions of Florida today at 727-263-9291. You need tree trimming and removal? Watch how they clean up after. Just as impressive as the tree work in itself. Call Tree Impressions of Florida at 727-263-9291 and have one less thing to worry about before the next storm.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Uriah Faber, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Just take those old records off the shelf. I sit and listen to them by myself.
I think we can play music for the next hour and a half.
It'd be great. I keep watching this Uriah Faber fight. How did the mothership know to come out of the break with the
talent?
Uriah label? Oh, yeah, you told him.
I didn't tell him nothing.
No, you didn't tell him we're watching the fight?
I said it on the air, you knuckle.
You missed the WEC? You missed the old school? Look at the no fear, like sponsorship, then tap out.
Well, that's different. You know, that's not necessarily WEC. That's the old world that we lived in.
Right.
Somebody who lived in that old world with me is on the line with us right now. Let's go back out to someplace I hope to get back to. But we talked before the show. I don't know if I'm going to travel anymore. I miss Vegas. So Ron is my eyes and ears in Las Vegas. Ron Gerard, how are you?
Doing well, Randy. I appreciate hearing from you.
I appreciate being heard.
Well, that's good.
At my age, every time somebody hears me, that's a good thing.
Well, good. Yeah, well, I guess that's good, unless they hear too much. But still, we miss you out here in Las Vegas, really. I know I do.
I appreciate that. It's funny. I was looking at the upcoming UFC schedule next month. And, you know, it's like I want to come and I don't. I want to travel, but I don't. Stipe, Daniel Cormier, I want to, but I don't know. Is Vegas even open yet?
Well, yeah. Yeah, they opened it up, and you know, they like to tell everybody that, you know, it's back, it's open, but it's not like people remember it, you know, when things are in a more normal setting. Some of the hotels aren't open, but the majority of them are. But then you don't have a lot of restaurants aren't open at this point. Now, I'm not trying to put the city down, but, you know, it's a difficult situation. When you have workers that aren't comfortable going back to their jobs, you know, people that work the tables and so forth, because now you have to wear a mask. But when they first reopened, they they would say, well, it would be nice if the guests would wear a mask, but they don't have to. Well, I mean, your work, if you're there, if you're a dealer or something, and, you know, that's kind of uncomfortable, then you have to go home to your family. And if you got something, you bring it to them. It's a sticky situation. So it's not at all like it was. And you know, when they have events, they've had some boxing events here too, at the MGM at a conference center there. Top Rank has had once a week now they have them, and of course the UFC, they're at Fight Island now. They're going to wrap up at the end of the month now on the weekend, but prior to that, they had about four events right here at the what do they call it now? I can't remember.
The Apex. It's called the Apex.
The Apex. Yeah, the Apex. Well, between Fight Island and the Apex, it sounds like some kind of a pirate novel, you know. But that's what they're doing. And then you don't get to go in really. The media, even, you have to sit in a tent. So, I mean, I don't know. It's very, very weird here. And I mentioned the boxing. They don't even let media go into the boxing.
So why go? Isn't it better just to cover it?
I don't go. Honest with you, I don't want to go. Not that I'm trying to have an attitude, but, you know, I don't want somebody going, welcome to the Apex. You know, it's like I don't need it at this point.
Well, but let's be honest. Where you and I sit for, you know, all the UFC events, there's nobody close enough to cough on us anyway.
Yes, but we're high up, and I heard that if somebody coughs or something, it tends to go out and then up. It rises.
And then in. So it goes up, over, and then it'll direct in to us where we're sitting up in the press section.
That's right. We would get it. Only the people up in the press area would be infected. But, you know, who knows? It things change day to day. I mean, you know, now I heard the president say that masks are a good thing. And for how long did he say it? I don't like them.
Well, let me ask you this, Ron. This will make the decision whether I'm going to come out in August or September for upcoming UFCs. It's one thing, you know, if the casinos are open. It's another if we can even get close to the athletes to interview them. Are the buffets open, or is that going to stay closed?
Well, there's a few of them that are open, but they're not your father's buffet, or they're not your buffet that you remember, because once you get in there and get seated, you don't get up anymore. They have like a waiter, somebody will come to your table. I guess you can maybe walk and look at what they have, and then you tell them what you want, and they bring it to you. And I'm not positive on this, but I think he'll go back three times, which I don't know. I heard that it's three times that they'll go back for you. And after the second time, they kind of take a deep breath and go, oh, geez. You know, but it's not like you remember it.
Yeah, because I remember going to, what is it, how do you say the one, Erica, Arco, A-R-I-A, Aria.
Aria.
Aria,
so yes.
I would go to the Aria, and people who know me, this won't surprise them. I would go for lunch 5 minutes before they closed for lunch. That way, as soon as I sit down and I get my soft drink, it's now dinner, and the crab legs come out, and I'd eat about 14 pounds of crab legs before I go to the UFC.
Well, they did that for a while, but, you know, now you may have been the catalyst for this. they'll close up and they make everybody leave. Like, if you go in for lunch, they'll say, you know, we close at 3:30, so you have to be out. And then they get it ready for dinner, because I guess people saw you doing that and they wanted to do it. And so they put a stop to it.
That is awesome. Well, at least I'm known for something. You know, I get these text messages from you about every 2.5 minutes about your next podcast. So I wanted to bring you on today so that you can talk about it, so the national audience can jump on board, tune in, and listen to the great G-Man, Ron Gerard, and his podcast.
Well, you know, the reception is the reception has been great from people that I sound like Trump now. Do you people? There are millions and millions of people love this podcast. It's a beautiful thing. No, I report for a radio network, but of course there is no sports, or there hasn't been. I know baseball is starting up tomorrow, but I mean in the past 3 or 4 months, so I had to reinvent myself, kind of. And I thought, well, what the heck am I going to do? So I'm in the room here, and I called a buddy of mine that used to be a co-host, and he said, "Why don't you do a podcast?" That's what I'm doing. I said, "How do you do that?" He goes, "Just go online, you'll see." So I went online, and I hooked up with one, and I have no idea what I was doing in the beginning. Not that I'm a wizard at it now, but it's getting better. And I started doing them, but it's more like a commentary, because I really can't go out and I would like to interview people and have, but boxing or UFC, the gyms were all closed. You can't go anywhere. So I would more or less do a commentary on different things, a variety of things, and not just sports. Like when Al Pacino's birthday, when he had his birthday, I did a retrospective on Al Pacino. I believe he was 80 years old. And I gave some of his great lines, say hello to my little friend, some of these things. When Sylvester Stallone had a birthday a couple of weeks ago, I did it. I was hoping that you would listen to it because I did some impressions of him and of Burgess Meredith from the original Rocky. So I'm having fun with it. And then my last podcast came out 2 days ago, and it was about players that I thought should be in the Hall of Fame, the Baseball Hall of Fame, that aren't. And I made a quick case. I had a Sweet 16, a group of 16 of them. So that was my latest thing. But, you never know what you're going to get. I did a podcast on a fighter, Mysterious Billy Smith. I think it's one of the great names. And I looked him up, and he was a former champion, and I talked about him. So I just things that fascinate me, I'll do. And they're not long. They're maybe 5 minutes or less. So if you're driving or whatever, put it on. It's just called The G-Man Show, and that's the podcast. It's on Anchor. Anchor is the platform. But you also can get it on Google Podcasts, on Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public. I'm on a number of platforms, so you can pick it up and listen to it. And that's Matt, I've been up to, my brother. And I'm starting to roll with it. I'm feeling good.
All right, I do want to ask you a question, but first I got to wake Matt up because he was starting to doze off.
Are you kidding?
No, I mean, not about Ron. Just this is what you typically do. You fall asleep in the middle of the show. but I think Ron just set up what we need to do.
Get on Anchor.
No, he does a 5-minute podcast. Why do we do a 2-hour radio show?
Well, because we have a lot to talk about.
Well, let's cut it down to 6 minutes.
I can't. We got way too much content.
Ron, I do have a question. You and I sit up in the press box and we talk about the greatest living athlete of all time. And when he passes away, he'll be the greatest dead athlete of all time, that being Rocky Balboa. my question for you is, as you just said, Burgess Meredith, as much as I love Rocky, I still think Burgess Meredith is the Penguin before he has anything to do with Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, well, that's a very good, parallel that you're drawing there. But he was, believe it or not, from Cleveland, Ohio. I used to live around that area. And I saw Burgess going there by the newspaper on occasion. I'm making that up. But a great character actor, though. Great character actor. And, remember when he said, I love that scene when he told Rocky, this is after he didn't want him, and he said, "I want to be your manager. I'm going to be a manager, kid." Remember that? He goes, "Yo." But no, but it was a great movie. And then, of course, our favorite line of all time, that, was when Rocky said to the guy that was on the forklift that he ran down to collect, he goes, "Hey, yo, you should have planned ahead." And that has stood the test of time.
I don't know. I'd like when he starts screaming back out to the Penguin about, "You like my place? It stinks. It stinks. You want to move in? It stinks.
That was great. Yeah, no, that's memorable. Oh, there's so many tremendous lines in the show. Remember, you know, you hang around with yo-yos, you get yo-yo friends, you know what I mean? You know, I mean, the guy was simple, the character, but he put it over. And that's one of the great characters. I mean, my God, look at how many. What did they have, 6 Rockies after that or something?
Well, yeah.
There
were 6 Rockies and 2 Creeds and 42 Rambos.
Yeah, and the Rambo. And now the Rambo thing, there weren't many lines because he mostly just went, huh, huh. You know, that was about it. There was some grunts in there, but it was still interesting. You know what? I watched. I loved Stallone, though, in a movie. I don't know if you or Matt saw this. I believe it was in the late 90s it came out, called Copland. And Harvey Keitel was in it, Robert De Niro. Fantastic. And Stallone, if you ever get a chance to see it, you should see it, because I think it's one of the better things that he's ever done. He plays a police officer in New Jersey. And but it's a very good movie. I would recommend that. Copland.
Hey, Ron, so look, you're usually on the other side of the microphone interviewing people. You know, today we want to really get to know you. So you can go to dinner with 3 people, dead or alive, real or not real. Who are you sitting down with to break bread with, my friend?
Abraham Lincoln. No, I'm just saying that because I'm figuring a lot of people, well, it wouldn't be bad with him, although he probably is very quiet. He seemed like a quiet guy, Lincoln. But doesn't he, or didn't he, when you see him portrayed anyway? But I'll tell you, 3 guys outside of you, Matt, and Randy.
Of course. We'll be serving the dinner.
Yeah, it would maybe, I don't know, maybe, I know you'll think I'm crazy, maybe like Christy Mathewson, who was a Hall of Fame pitcher for the New York Giants back in the early 1900s. But just he always fascinated me, people like that. He would be one. Do you need 3?
No, we'll just go with 1.
Yeah, 1's good.
I don't think you'll ever get anybody that would say, or maybe John Barrymore, the actor, also.
That's good. I'm going to make a deal with you. I will watch the Sylvester Stallone movie that you recommended if you watch one that I'm going to recommend. And I've seen neither one. So I haven't seen the one I'm going to recommend to you. And I haven't seen
why
the one
would
that you
recommend it if you didn't?
Because I want you, because I can imagine the lines that will come out of this. I want you to watch his movie, and we're talking about Sylvester Stallone. I believe it's called Party at Kitty and Studs.
Oh, is that one of those early skin flicks that he did?
Yes.
Because it's the... That's crazy.
I'm sorry, Ron.
Because, you know, believe it or not, that was shot in Hoboken, New Jersey, and I was an extra in that. I don't know. No. You're really going back. I've never seen that movie. No. I don't know that anyone will. I guess you probably could on YouTube or something. I don't know.
Matt, now you understand why I go to so many UFCs in Vegas.
Yes.
Because we sit next to each other, and I don't know if we really watch the fights.
It's way more entertaining than watching the fights.
It truly is. We have a great time. Ron, I just wanted to get you on a couple minutes. I needed to break the monotony of talking to Matt, and I thought we'd have a good couple minutes.
Hey, Ron, before I let you go, does Pete Rose deserve to be in the Hall of Fame?
Yes, he does. In fact, he was on my list. But, you know, there's a lot of people that deserve to be on there. He deserves to be on there for what he did on the field as a player. But, you know, he doesn't really have great character, you know. And there are people, now I don't want to, I know I have to get off here, but there are players that, Cecil Travis, for example, was on a road to the Hall of Fame. He was a shortstop for the Senators many years ago, went into World War II, the Battle of the Bulge. He got frostbitten on his feet and everything, and he never was the same when he came back. I think I would fight harder for people like that. I think they should get into the Hall of Fame. I think they should be enshrined and honored people because they did their duty, and he never people like that, they never complained. And what am I going to say about a guy with the betting and this and that? I mean, if he gets in, he gets in, but I'm not worried about him. I worry about people that made a great sacrifice like that, and I'm not trying to be pompous about it, but sure. I just feel they're such great gentlemen, and they did such they were so heroic in their lives. And then people say, well, he didn't play long enough. Well, for God's sake, he was gone for 4 years, and he got frostbitten, you know, in the Battle of the Bulge. What do you want? You know, you right. could just use your imagination. He was way over 300 lifetime hitting and so forth. So, I mean, that's where my passion lies, for people like that to get in.
I'm going to give my my opinion real quick. Pete Rose, one of my favorite players of all time, does not deserve to go into the Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Because he broke the golden rule. I worked for the St. Louis Cardinals. There is a massive 400-foot billboard in the clubhouse that says about gambling. In the words of Rocky Balboa, and Ron has already used them twice since he's been on, Pete Rose should have thought ahead. And what he should have done is retired from playing, gotten in the Hall of Fame, then come back as a manager, and then gambled. Because then at least he would have been in. I'm sorry. It's a sign that I still see in my sleep from when I was a teenager. And it's unfortunate because I love the guy. I mean, if I was to start a baseball team, if he's not my first pick, he would be one of my top two or three. I want Pete Rose on my team. And I want his gambling advice as well. So, so it would work out well. Ron,
and
how
then
do people
you have
get
to – Then you also have to worry about the guys who used performance-enhancing drugs and everything. You know, do they belong in?
Absolutely. I'm all for it. They want to win at any cost. And if it means sticking needles in their rear, good for them. I'm saying that jokingly, and neither one of you guys thought it was very funny. So
tell people how
they could get your podcast, Ron.
Well, you just, check out Anchor. And look for the G-Man show. There's a lot of podcasts out there, brother. I mean, it's like everybody's doing them. I'm sure Pete Rose does one. Really, seriously. But and it's called the G-Man show. And you can also go on YouTube. I have the G-Man show, and I have interviews posted up there. And go to my Facebook page, Vegas G-Man Show. Vegas G-Man Show. And I appreciate it. You're always very, very gracious and one of the most knowledgeable people. I'm sure Matt will admit this when you're not on the air because he doesn't want to give you credit probably when you're on the air. But, Randy, a lot I learned so much from you, especially about MMA and the UFC. You're a pioneer, and it's always a pleasure to sit with you because I can pick things up. You know a lot more than I do. And you're willing to share that, and you know everybody, so it's great. You've opened a lot of doors. I've gotten interviews because of you, and I appreciate it.
Well, Mike Perry and myself, well, thank you for that. Ron's always around when Mike Perry's there. It's the three of us together. It's not good, in Las Vegas. Ron, as always, sir, thank you very much. I look forward to talking to you again soon, and at some point, getting back out to Las Vegas.
All right, I'll look forward to it. Matt, stay well. God bless the both of you and your families, and hello, Florida. I love
Thanks,
that.
Thanks, buddy. Don't get kicked out of that lunchtime buffet.
That is Ron Gerard, everybody. It's known as the G-Man. Let's hit this break. When we come back, more shenanigans. Scott Peterson is still in hiding in Hyde Island, but we will keep looking. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr., and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria. where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxen millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Do you know the difference between jacaranda and a palm? How about what is lethal bronzing and how to stop it? Can you trim a 30-foot rubber tree and know how to clean your equipment after? I answered no to these and many more about the trees in my yard and how to take care of them. Luckily, I know the great guys at Tree Impressions of Florida, and they do. After one call to Tree Impressions of Florida, and I'm ready for hurricane season, or at least my yard will be. Don't wait until it's too late. Call Tree Impressions of Florida today at 727-263-9291. You need tree trimming and removal? Watch how they clean up after. Just as impressive as the tree work in itself. Call Tree Impressions of Florida at 727-263-9291 and have one less thing to worry about before the next storm.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, what's up, man? It's your boy, Juju Smith-Schuster, man. Shout out to Knockout Radio. Turn up.
We're there.
This Corona is good for him.
You took that, that liner.
I did.
All right. What at the end of that, what did he say?
Knockout Radio, turn up.
Turn it up?
Turn up.
Turn up?
No, turn up. Yeah, turn up. Like, get excited. Like, fired up. It's like a slang. It's what the college kids do. You know, coming out of college, number one top draft pick, you know, prospect. That's what you say. But isn't this extra time good for him to get his knee and his hip replaced? Because that was a big question mark coming out of Alabama.
Did you see? I did not. I did not watch any baseball. And really, I have 0 interest. Holy cannoli.
Look at that.
Amanda Nunes is ranked number seven.
The GOAT.
I can't believe she was ever ranked anything below one. I thought she was ranked number one when she came out of the mother's womb.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, it's weird seeing the GOAT wear number 12 in Tampa Bay.
Well, that's not weird. Trent Dilfer's coming
out. Oh, wait, no, he's number one and two.
It's Trent Dilfer.
He's so good. He's the first and second best buck of all time.
I believe I saw something on the internet.
Yes.
In a baseball game.
Okay.
And I don't know if this is true. I hope it is. And I hope I'm not making stuff up, but we're known to that as well. Kansas City was playing Houston.
Okay.
And pitcher drilled two batters in a row on purpose.
Okay. The unwritten rule of not betting on baseball printed in the locker room.
No, the unwritten rule of cheating and getting caught like the Houston Astros did.
Got it.
And they said how payback's going to be coming. And if that's true... And for those of you that watch baseball, let me know because I'm not going to watch. I have 0 interest.
You got to go.
You know, here's the thing, honestly. The virus has done this to me. I don't care.
Really?
I don't miss it.
Don't miss any sport?
I don't miss anything.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Nothing live.
I don't miss any sports.
Food truck rallies?
I miss that. That's why I was changing it. Okay. You know, I don't miss sports.
Okay.
I miss traveling. I miss...
Is it because... I'm going to ask this a serious question. Like, because in the media, it's a tough job. You get there early before anybody's there. You're there before you're getting all the interviews. You're doing all your work. You're setting up the show. Then you have to watch the event, and then the post game interviews and comments, and then you got to go back and repurpose it all to put it all together. So I mean, a single baseball game is truly a 12-hour event. So is it because you're just tired of like the process of how much work it is and what goes into it, or are you just truly over the actual sport itself and the gameplay?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. No, that's what I thought.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little of everything. It's a little of the fanatics, you know, short for fans, obviously. Sure. It's the attitudes of some, and let's be honest, it's just like what we're going through in the world today, and I don't want to get political, or it may be my last show, so I have to be careful what I say.
Don't say it.
Just like the bad police, there's bad athletes, there's bad celebrities, there's bad actors. You know, there's bad humans, there's bad, there's bad, there's bad.
Sure.
And yes, we deal with them all.
Right.
The pompous A's.
Yeah.
The good people, the down-to-earth people, the people that don't bother you, the people that don't want you to bother them. We deal with it all.
Sure.
You know, and I've been around it all. And I'm okay with it all. But when you take something away for as long as it's now been taken away, I'm content. I truly am. If I never go to another sporting event, eh.
Well,
if I do go, eh. If I do my job and my show, great.
Well, I might have a solution for you, Randy Harris. The Tampa Bay Rays are offering an opportunity for $60 for non-season ticket holders.
I think it's 40 for ticket holders.
And 40 for ticket holders. They will print a image of you on a cardboard cutout to place in the stand, so you can virtually be there without actually having to watch the baseball game.
Here's the interesting thing about that. Okay. And ironically, I was going to bring up something like this when Tanner Boser is on, you know, about having, you know, people in the stands on Saturday, whatever. So from what I understand, our crack research team of Sean and nobody else said that if a ball, whether you're in the outfield or you're down, you know, the first or third baseline or even behind, you know, home plate, if a ball hits your cutout,
you get the souvenir.
They are going to give you the ball.
Oh.
Here's my issue with that.
Okay.
Tell me how many times, foul ball, home run, bounced into the stands, whatever. Tell me how many times when the ball hits that person sitting there, they end up with the ball.
Well, rarely.
Very rarely.
Unless it lands in the beer cup.
I mean, and then you lose the cup.
And the beer.
I remember vividly in Detroit, it was the home run derby, and Mark Teixeira was batting. I don't know why MLB did this, because they normally are smarter than this. Well, some things that's going on now, maybe not. The media was in the right field stands.
Okay.
So like when in San Francisco, we were in left field foul territory.
Right.
In Boston in 99, we were right side, foul line, so high, there was no way possible.
Right.
A ball hit by Mark Teixeira hit a media guy who was typing in the face. Okay?
Okay.
So help me. This is a true story. I was, if you're sitting in your seat looking at home plate, he was to my left.
Okay.
So he was at the end of the table.
Right.
To the left. I was all the way to the right. It hit off his jaw and ricocheted, and I still have the ball today.
Wow.
Now, are you going to implement that? Because if it hits your cutout, and you're not about, getting
then
it.
Then ricochets.
Right.
It's whoever's cutout it lands in front of.
That's what it should be. So if it bounces off of Dick Vitale sitting where he sits at the drop, it should go to wherever it goes.
How do you know if Dick's really the cardboard cutout or the real life person? They both sit still.
He doesn't sit still.
It's true.
Let's see how crack the crack guys back at The Mothership are.
Okay.
Okay. Typically, they're pretty good. Yeah. I'm throwing them a softball.
Oh, you are.
I just threw a softball. Literally threw it underhand, slow pitch, like we did when we went in the Guinness
Book. Today for Dandy, baby.
If you could get in the Guinness Book of World Records.
I already am.
No, you're not.
I am. I have a Guinness Book of World Records.
All right. Show it to me. Show me the book.
I'll show it to you.
I want to see it.
I'm in there for eating junk food.
I want to see it.
Watermelon.
What year?
It's 2 years ago. Safety Harbor, Florida.
And it's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
My wife, my kids, and myself are all the record holders for the world's largest watermelon eating competition as a group event. Because I wanted to own a record for eating a junk food of watermelon. As the inventor of the pizza diet, which everybody perceives as to be a junk food, that I became a professional bodybuilder with. So
I'll check it out.
That is, yes.
And if that's true.
That is true.
I'm going to write London and ask if I can be taken out.
You don't want to be in the same book with me?
I don't. Yeah, I don't.
You don't want anything to, I do. We can't share. We can't do it together.
No, we can't share.
We can't go to the Fight Island.
There's no way you could have done what I did.
Let's go to Fight Island together.
There's no way you could have done what I did.
I know what you did.
I know. And you couldn't have done it.
You played softball consecutively for 172 hours.
No, it was 104.
104 hours.
4.5 days.
It's a long time.
It was insanity.
That's a long time.
It was crazy.
And what month was it? Was it like brutally hot? Were the elements tough?
It was hot. Yeah, it was summer. And it was strategically, I give whoever the guy was, I don't remember his name, I give him credit because we finished on a Saturday. And I believe the book went to print on Monday or Tuesday.
Oh.
And so the object was to break it, but not allow anybody else to break it.
Oh, that's smart. So
for that year.
So if you had 4 days.
So if it went to print, right. As soon as we got done, it got faxed over, whatever.
They would only have 2 days left. So they would continuous.
Really, they really wouldn't have been able to because if it went into production right. or whatever that Monday morning,
Sorry
if you break it on Monday – it's too late.
And that's what's different about technology today. Today it's just a website update. Right. You know, now it's not an actual physical book. So
I still have to, I'll bring the book next week.
So the question is like with the guy with the baseball that took the Mark Teixeira, you know.
Well, no, he's not the guy with the baseball. I have the baseball. Well,
I know, but did you offer to give the ball to him?
Hell no.
So you didn't have any sympathy for like, hey, you just lost all your teeth.
Zero.
Your jaw's broken. You look like Anthony Smith. Did you offer to throw in the towel for him?
Why would you be typing on a computer during a home run derby?
Why do UFC judges type?
Not judges, media.
Or media type.
Judges aren't typing.
Why do they type and then they like report what's going on in the fight and they don't even see the fight?
Yeah, but they don't have any worries about a kick leaving the octagon.
Have you seen Khabib come over the top? Have you seen Khabib leave the octagon and throw a kick?
I was there when Aldo jumped over and ran into the crowd in Rio.
See?
I was scared.
Were you really?
I was scared. He went the other way. So we were in the media section. He jumped over in front of us across the cage. And when they started to throw stuff, I bolted.
Is that the most scared you've ever been at a live event? Have you ever been, or has a brawl or fight broke out where you're like, oh my God, this is bad?
Yeah. It was an event in Tampa. It just so happened, I don't remember his name, a 412-degree black belt, you know, was the guest of whatever organization, and I'm not going to guess because I don't remember. And it was a group, a gym from the Pinellas County, I believe St. Pete, and if you knew their names, you would assume that there would be issues. So they got in a major brawl with another gym, and this was at... I think it was the hotel that's just around the corner from One Buck. And I was judging. And I jumped from where I was judging to sit next to this Brazilian.
Wow.
Because nobody was going to get near him for obvious reason.
Right.
And if they did.
He's there.
Old daddy sitting right next to him. And, you know, he's going to protect me. So that's the worst.
Anything like a UFC event or like a major promotion, where it's a big.
Honestly, I've never seen anything major at a UFC event. And that's one of the reasons I think that tickets are so much more expensive at a UFC than because they want to keep, you know, scale up and whatever. I mean, I've seen a fist fight here or there at a UFC, but I've never seen an all out and out brawl. I've never seen like what I've witnessed, you know, at some of the smaller. So, all right, 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. After the top of the hour break, we will head out to Fight Island. Hopefully Tanner Boser is still up. as they were trying to stay on an up schedule. So Tanner Boser when we return, Dave Manley, David Fiera, David Feldman, ton of guys. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sub.
Watching every move on her face, she said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.